Welcome to InTheBible.com, where we tell everyone the truth about God's Word, expose the devil for the lies he tells, and mentor people one-on-one in a closer relationship with Jesus Christ. Stay tuned for today's special Bible session on InTheBible.com. Today, we'll be talking about being single. What it is the Bible says about being single. But before we get into what the Bible says about being single, I want to let everyone know that there are several myths out there that people are believing when it comes to being single. One would be that single people who are in the Lord are very picky, or they're immature, or they have very high standards. Now, I used to be single, and yet I'm married now. And I will say that that may count for 5% of the population, but the reality of those who are in the Christian community who are saved and have made a conscious decision to not go into marriage are very focused on their calling and where God is taking them to. Now, you may have others that you may have not seen that about them, and that they're dealing with depression or they're dealing with loneliness. Once you have your mind made up and focused on God, we can go a little further with God doing what he's called us to do as being a single. Now, that's just my simple understanding of being single and my times of being able to be in the Lord. But the Bible has an account of being single as well. And we know that because Paul talks about it in the book of 1 Corinthians. And specifically, he talks about it in chapter 7. And he talks to the men and he talks to the women in reference to being single in the Bible. And if we were to go and look at what is said in 25 and verse 26, because the Corinthian church were asking questions about being single. And this was the answer. Now, regarding your questions about the young women who are not yet married, I do not have a command from the Lord for them, but the Lord in his mercy has given me wisdom that can be trusted, and I will share it with you. So let's keep in mind, because people debate, well, God didn't say it, because, you know, in Genesis 2 and 18, the Lord said it's not good for man to be alone. However, God also gives wisdom, and that is what we are focusing on. And every single word in the Bible is inspired by God. Here in verse 26, it says, because of your present crisis, I think it is best to remain as you are. And remember, we're talking about a young woman who is not married. So he's saying, I think it's best you remain as you are. But if you do have a wife, do not seek to end the marriage. So with single people, he is saying, if you are yet not married at this time, it's okay to stay as you are. Then Paul goes into detail about separated individuals who have yet been married at some point and have decided that they, for one reason or another, decided not to be married anymore. And he also speaks to widows in this portion. And we look at this in chapter 7 also, and we go back a page and we are talking about chapter 7, verses 6. He says, but I wish everyone were single just as I am. Yet each person has a special gift from God of one kind or another. So I say to those who aren't married and to widows, it is better to stay unmarried just as I. So once again, he's talking to the separated. He's talking to the widows. We saw earlier he was talking to the singles. Women and saying, if you are single, it's okay. It's okay to stay single. It is not something to be looked at like it's a plague or it's a bad thing. God is not unhappy with you because you are yet not married at this point. And family members who are out there pressuring individuals to get married, if God has not called those people to be married, you need to seriously point them to 1 Corinthians chapter 7 in the Bible and show them that it's okay. There's nothing wrong with you that you are yet not married. He's not looking down on you and making you feel horrible. That's not how God operates. It also says in chapter 7, verse 40, it says, but in my opinion, it would be better for her to stay single. He's talking about the single woman, this wife who has yet had a husband, and now at this point she is single. It is better for her to stay single, and I think I am giving you counsel from God's Spirit when I say this. So if we ever question whether or not Paul understands if God is talking to him or not talking to him, the reality of it is all the word is inspired by God, and our separated, our widow, our single individuals, men and women, need to understand there's nothing wrong with you. It is absolutely okay to be single if that is what God is calling you to be. God will show you when it is time for you to marry. He will let you know. He will tell you that time. Just stay tuned and focused to what God is saying and not so much on whether or not social media tells you should be married because your friends are married, marrying around you, or because your mother wants a grandchild or your dad wants a grandchild, whichever one, or your friends are saying, girl, I just can't believe you're not married. That's if God is not saying get married, then you should understand the ultimate person who tells you when to be married is God. Now, what should singles do while they are not married? This, he points out, that you do have an obligation. There are things God is asking you to do. And he says in verse 34, I'll go back to 33, but a married man has to think about earthly responsibility and how to please his wife. So he shows the difference between what a married person is supposed to be thinking and what a single person is supposed to be concerned with, not thinking what they're concerned with. It says his interests are divided. He's talking about a married man. In the same way, a woman who is no longer married or has never been married can be devoted to the Lord and holy in body and in spirit. So you have the ability to be devoted to God, do exactly what God is calling you to do. You don't have to ask anybody but God, is this what you call me to do? Should I go to that other country? Should I be ministering? Should I be doing evangelism? Unless your calling has to do with one of the offices where it requires you to be married, the Lord is saying there are plenty of things that you can devote yourself to. You could be praying. You could be reading. You could be a missionary. You could be fasting for other folks. There are many things that you can just focus on Christ and Christ alone until God is ready for you to be married, if he calls for you to be married. Now, remember, it's not your duty to just decide to be married because that's what you want and you don't know what else you're going to do. Remember, it does say that you are to devote yourself to the Lord. And then when he talks about the unmarried men, he talks about them in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 31. Those who use the things of the world should not become attached to them, for this world as we know it will soon pass away. So he's looking at us and he's saying, okay, all of this is going to pass away at some point. Go on to 32. I want you to be free from the concerns of this life. And an unmarried man can spend his time doing the Lord's work and thinking how to please him. So if you are an unmarried man and right now your focus is on God, that's okay. Because us married individuals We do have to focus on what God is telling us to do and be concerned about the things of the world. What are the things of the world? That is our children. That is our jobs, in which what we need in order to pay close attention and provide for our children. We have to pay attention to our spouses and their needs and what God is asking them to do. But if you are unmarried, male or female, God says you can be focused completely on Him and Him alone and doing what He has called you to do. So if you're not sure where and what you need to be doing, stop focusing on, does that man like me? Why is he not paying attention to me? What do I have to wear in order to get his attention? Or what do I have to say to get her attention? If you get busy doing God's work and it's in His will that you get married, God will show you who it is that He needs you to be married to. If it's in His will for you to be married. That's why I say, family members, stop pressuring individuals into feeling like they are a plague. They are not. In verse 35, it says, I'm saying this for your benefit, not to place restrictions on you. So he's saying, okay, be married. Understand that if you be unmarried, go ahead. It's okay. Devote your time to God, because devoting your time to God is very important. Doing what God is calling you to do is very, very important. These things that are here, our children, our spouses, those different kinds of things are going to pass away. And if singles didn't know, we can look at 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 32 to 35. And it shows you how it is a blessing to allow God to use you where you don't feel tied down or you don't feel like you have to ask permission to do anything except through God. And when God gives you the word, you can just do. You can just do it. You can do what God is calling you to do, and there won't be any issues and any problems. If God say go, you go. If God say stay, you stay. And for those who think, oh, well, you know, marriage is higher calling than being single, there are advantages in being married and there are advantages in being single. One thing God does say, that if for any reason, if you are engaged and you feel as if you want to get married, it says in verse 36, but if a man thinks he's treating his fiance properly and will inevitably give to his passion, meaning he's ready to get in the bed, she ready to get in the bed, they ready to do a job and make some fun, let him marry her as his wishes. It is not a sin. Being married isn't a sin. And if you choose that you are attracted to that young man or that your husband, go ahead and get married. Young ladies, if you are attracted to that young man and you are ready to get married, go ahead, marry him. And he says to the guys, but if he has decided, now this is a male deciding, I don't want to be married. But if he has decided firmly not to marry and there is no urgency and he can control his passion, he does well not to marry. He does well if he decides he does not want to be married. It is okay. Verse 38. So the person who marries his fiance does well. And the person who does not marry does even better. He's saying you're free of all the troubles of the world, because the reality of it is we do have troubles when we get married. Does that say stay away from marriage? No, because if God is telling you to marry, get married. If God is telling you to stay single, then stay single. Single people have time to devote themselves to the Lord. Married people have to split their obligations between being married and to the cares of their family. That's how God has placed it. So is there one advantage over the other? No, there's not one advantage over the other. And for you singles out there, and you're not sure what you're going to do here, if you're not praying and asking God, here are some things that you can do. One, try journaling to the Lord. Tell God what you're feeling, what you're thinking. Tell God, this is the things that I believe I'm good at, and this is where I wish that you would put me so that I could work in the Lord. Develop that calling that the Lord has for you. Let's get real. Let's get realistic. Get your finances in order, because to be married, you need to have control over the money that the Lord is allowing you to have. You don't want to come in with a lot of baggage. You also want to develop healthy, godly friendships with your family and with your friends, because you're bringing different people into the relationship when you get married. And if you are single and God is calling you to do something, step out on faith. Get out of your comfort zone. Start leading a group Bible study. But seek God. Do what God is telling you to do. But serve His people. And if you're not completely understanding where and how and what you should do, get yourself a godly couple to be up underneath that can mentor you and show you some things that you need to know. And if you don't do anything else as a single, rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice that God has allowed you to be in this condition. Condition meaning single. The blessing. The gift that God has given you. It's okay. It's okay. If we were to turn to John 15:9, it tells us that we should remember that God loves us. He loves us no matter what. Whether we are married or whether we are single, God loves us no matter what. And a note to the family, don't think of singles as second best, because they're not. I know you want that grandchild, but God says don't think of them as second best until God is ready for them to be married. Then that's when they do it. Remember, family is the whole church. So I'm talking to the church now. You see some singles in the church, bring them in, talk to them. They don't have family. Let them come to the functions that you're having. Let them see what family is so that they can understand how to operate when they get a family. Embrace them as your sisters, as your brothers, your nieces and nephews in Christ. And most of all, keep your eyes fixed on heaven. Remember, human marriages don't last forever. They do not. And if we return to Mark chapter 12, verse 25, it tells us, and it speaks specifically about a wife who her husband has died, and then the brother takes on this wife. And then he dies, and then the other brother takes on this wife. And then he dies, and then the third brother takes on this wife. And the Pharisees and Sadducees says, oh, okay, so whose wife is she going to be when it comes to heaven? And Jesus specifically says, there's not going to be any marriages in heaven. There's not going to be any. And that's what he says in Mark chapter 12, verse 25. So let's stop trying to make people feel uncomfortable because they are not married. Stop feeling lonely and depressed because the Lord has not put you in a position to be married. Get busy doing God's business, understanding what God needs you to do. And this is my prayer for all of you singles who are out there. Heavenly Father, I come to you in the name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I come to you with praise and with thanksgiving and worship, in humbleness to my Lord and Savior. Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, I ask you to reveal to each and every one of these singles any unconfessed sin they may have in their heart at this time towards you about being single. Father, I ask you to forgive them and show them mercy for all their sins known and unknown. I ask you, Lord, to forgive them of all their transgressions, their iniquities, their trespasses, any grudges or unforgiveness that they may have in their heart at this time. Lord, wash them, clean them with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, I ask you to destroy any assignment, plans, or work that Satan has against them. I ask you to cause your anointing to break and destroy the yoke of every bondage that is over them and to bring down anything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Lord, I pray they take every thought captive when it comes to that depression and loneliness that they feel. To the obedience of Jesus Christ, according to 2 Corinthians 10:3-6. Lord Jesus, I ask you to give every single freedom and liberty from all sicknesses, diseases, and ask you, according to your complete and total will, in precious Jesus. Heavenly Father, I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over all the single Christians today. Lord, please help them to keep their eyes fixed on you, their Lord and Savior, and to know you through you, they have victory. Lord, I ask you to release your healing virtue into their bodies and to give them divine health. Lord Jesus, I ask you to touch them and loose them and encamp your warring angels and ministering angels into their presence. Keep them safe, Lord, so they do not stumble. Heavenly Father, I ask you to bless them and let them understand that their singleness is a blessing and a gift from you. I ask all this in your holy name. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's session on InTheBible.com on singleness. Until next time, study to show thyself approved, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. For questions or comments, please leave your requests at questions@in-the-bible.com. Or you can call us and leave a prayer at 1-888-401-0114. Once again, I thank you for listening to InTheBible.com.